This is the Media in Ministry column. It's entitled Connected Through Music and Community, Congregations, Podcasts, Unite Members During Quarantine, written by John Potter, a content editor of the Living Lutheran. For 25 years, music has played a vital role at House of Mercy in St. Paul, Minnesota. In addition to regularly hosting concerts by local and national acts, the congregation has immersed its worshiping community in Americana, country, and gospel music, including original songs by Mercy Machine Band, the house band at House of Mercy. The congregation also operates a record label, House of Mercy Recordings. When Minnesotans began to shelter in place due to the COVID pandemic, the congregation started thinking of ways to stay connected while isolated. In March, House of Mercy launched the Shut-Ins Sessions, a 15-minute podcast featuring performances by musicians who have contributed to House of Mercy and prayers for the day written by community members. The Shut-In Sessions supplements House of Mercy's existing weekly podcast featuring the week's sermon, scripture readings, and music, which continued digitally during the pandemic. Living Lutheran spoke with Russell Rothbaum, a pastor of House of Mercy, about how the shutdown sessions work and how the congregation has stayed connected during the pandemic and the nationwide racial justice protests that began in the Twin Cities. Living Lutheran asks, could you let readers know a bit about the importance of music in the history of House of Mercy? Rathbun responds, we stumbled into country and gospel music. We like that it was the music of the people, of music of faith. But people wrote about what they got up to on Saturday night as well as Sunday morning. Our house band started writing original country and gospel music, and there were other great musicians locally who were doing just a fantastic job. We wanted to listen to their records, but they weren't out there, so we started making the records we wanted to hear. Since our first record in 1999, we've put out 45 records. Born of the same impetus, we published a hymnal, Songs of Mercy. Living Lutheran asks, how did you decide to start the shut-in sessions? When the stay-at-home orders were first being declared, it was dark and people were sitting at home isolated, and we needed to find a way to connect. We all needed a shot of mercy, so we thought just hearing from somebody outside your house, checking in with you and hearing a couple of songs and how the musicians were doing and then a prayer for the day seemed right. And, of course, at the same time, everything shut down. Every musician's gigs disappeared instantly. So many musicians have done so much for House of Mercy over the years and given so much to the community that we thought the shut-in sessions could serve as a kind of venue for a mini-gig. We put a tip jar on our website and asked listeners to contribute as well as support the musicians directly through their websites. This time of quarantine, among other things, has shown us how much we all need and rely on the creators, makers, writers, and musicians. So this is a great time to support them. Living Lutheran asks, What have been some of the most meaningful episodes for you? He responds, there have been so many great ones. Everyone brought so much of their heart and soul to it. I ask each guest to treat it like a live gig, to give a little intro about where they're holed up and who and how they're doing. And it feels so intimate when you hear it, and so many of the prayers that close each episode sound like a poem written just for the occasion. We ask, what do you anticipate for its future? The shut-in sessions kind of had to take a back seat, even as our weekly regular podcast continued, with the unrest that followed the murder of George Floyd by the members of the Minneapolis Police Department. The protests and the rioting in St. Paul were focused on the area directly around our church where we meet, and we became very involved in the support efforts led by Bethlehem Lutheran Church in the Midway, which is our host congregation. The whole neighborhood was devastated. The grocery stores were closed, public transportation shut down. The church became the center of food collection and distribution, as well as supporting protesters with medical care, water, masks. It was remarkable how many hundreds of volunteers came every day for weeks. In addition to getting back to production with the podcast, we're going to record some episodes live from the church lawn in a very COVID-safe, social distancing way as part of an effort with Bethlehem in the Midway to continue to stay engaged with the community and to provide an opportunity for folks from the congregation to come back together in a limited way if they're ready to be a little less shut in. If not, they can still listen at home.